Welcome to the Becoming Unsilenced podcast. And today we're going to talk for just a few minutes about what it means to live as an unsilenced self. And before we dive into that, I want to introduce you to our community. The Becoming Unsilenced podcast is produced by Transcending Limits. And I'm your host, Vicki Haddock, Transformational Soul Coach. And we're here to serve a global mission. We're here to lead, nurture, and grow an international community of women who desire to live unsilenced lives. And what does that mean? They no longer act and live from past trauma, doubt, or fear. And instead, they desire to live and lead significant, confident lives based on their own authenticity, passion, and purpose. This community is a catalyst for transformation through experiential learning, in workshops, classes, one-on-one coaching, and our unsilenced circles where women choose to come together for their own mutual healing, growth, learning, and expansion. We grow awareness of our community through the Ambassador Connect community. If you would like to learn more, please visit our website at www.tslimits.com. Okay, and let's dive in to what it means to live as an unsilenced self. And I want to take you back a moment to the day that you were born, the day that you drew your first breath on this earth. It was a magical day. You were a bundle of pure potential, of pure creativity, of pure possibility. Now, I'm curious, do you still feel that way? Because what happens in between now and where you're at today, that is the silencing. All of the trauma, the hurt, the cultural things that our world puts on us, telling us who we should be, silences and adds layers of distortion around that pure, whole individual that you were when you were born in this world. In another podcast, we talk about the five most common things that silence women. So you might want to check that one out also. But women are silenced by cultural issues, by religious beliefs, by other people telling them who they should and shouldn't be, and by their own self-doubt, which is generated out of this disconnection from their true, authentic being. Now, you might have moments of connection. Sometimes we call this intuition. Sometimes we just call it that gut feeling. But there are moments when you've probably experienced where you know without a shadow of a doubt something of certainty for yourself. But what I'm talking about living an unsilenced life for yourself, is living that certainty every day, all day. And what does that mean? Well, one, it means a commitment to heal and resolve the past and no longer carry it around with you like a heavy, heavy backpack on your back. It means a commitment to connect back to the spirit that lives inside of you. That spirit that is a flicker and a reflection of the all-powerful universe that we live in. And it's also that source of wisdom for you that steers and guides you always to your highest and greatest potential. But when we've disconnected from it because of these layers of distortion that gets put on us, life feels tough, life feels difficult, life feels uncertain, and we lose our ability to completely trust ourselves. And especially as women, we end up often playing the caretaker for everyone else around us and ignoring the cries of our own soul. And that's not a fun place to be. I lived there for many, many years. I grew up in a conservative religious group that layered a lot of unhelpful beliefs on me, beliefs about my own worthiness and deserving, and told me I was broken. And then on top of that, I layered on a marriage that was filled with toxicity, two hurt people hurting each other. And that came with it financial uncertainty, career uncertainty, uncertainty at a great, great level. And then I found myself a single parent. And in that moment, I made the commitment to myself that I wasn't going to continue to repeat the patterns and the cycles of the past. And without conscious intention, we can't either see those cycles or break those cycles. But with conscious intention and a commitment to healing ourselves, to owning our own light that's within us, we can break the cycles for ourselves. We can reconnect back to that seed of inner greatness that we know is within us, that is bursting, calling us forward to be who we really came here to be. So a commitment to healing, a commitment to connecting back to that, and then a commitment to live an inspired life in alignment with that, taking inspired action. That's what it means to live an unsilenced life. And that's what I've done over the last 11 years. I've raised my kids in a different direction. The path that they were going down has changed now 360 degrees. The path that I was steering myself down has changed not only maybe 360 degrees, maybe another full revolution as well. And today I've created not only a business that serves my lifestyle of adventure and travel, but I've been a catalyst for helping many other women transform their lives and my own kids transform their lives. And I take that. That is the inner seed of greatness that was bursting inside of me. But it took all of those things and experiences in my life to bring me to the point to see that and to know it, to embrace it. But I had to do that for myself. So that's what it's all about, to live an unsilenced life for yourself. Now, I invite you to connect into our community. You can download the podcast on any podcast platform. You can find it on YouTube, where I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can hop on our email list, where you can get weekly wisdom for your week, and also find out on when the upcoming events are and when podcast episodes are released. And most of all, where the transformation happens is in our experiential learning. Our experiential learning involves multiple different ways, some on-demand classes, some live workshops, our unsilenced circles, which are powerful small communities of women who come together with a shared commitment and vision. And then the most transformation happens inside our one-on-one transformational soul coaching. So I invite you to connect, and you can find all of the information on our website at www.tslimits.com. Have a fantastic day, and may your day be brighter because you have spent a few moments with us today.